Today, the president of Egypt called for a United Nations mandate to allow an international military operation inside Libya. This, of course, after Egypt launched airstrikes on ISIS in Libya following the release of a video showing the beheadings of 21 Egyptian Christians in Libya. Ahmed Zaki with the BBC's Global News is with us from London with more on this. And Ahmed, do we have any sense of how damaging the airstrikes from Egypt have been to ISIS in Libya?
Well, no, we don't have any accurate information about how the airstrikes of Egypt damaged ISIS bases in Libya, especially in Darna, the city of Darna.
How strong is ISIS inside Libya at this point?
Well, it's also difficult to assess how strong they are. Libya now is, the map of militias in Libya is very complicated, and you have a lot of militias in Libya. So ISIS is one of them. But of course, ISIS is benefiting from the vacuum of power and the struggle on power in Libya. Especially also Libya is a very big country with a lot of resources, and ISIS is benefiting from this vast country.
Are they spread out across the country in Libya?
Yes, they are. And when you see the map where the militias are based, it's very confusing, actually. So it's very mixed a map of militias in Libya.
And this is certainly these beheadings of these Egyptian Christians, the most high-profile incident of violence involving ISIS in Libya. Have they been there for a long time?
ISIS began to be in Libya after the 2011 revolution in Libya when they deposed Gaddafi. After deposing Gaddafi, there were a central government trying to be formed inside Libya. But then later, there were factions inside this government. And then we came to the stage where we have two governments in Libya. The first government is controlling the eastern part of Libya, and this is recognized internationally. And then the other government is controlling the western part of Libya, and this is not recognized internationally, although it's backed by Qatar and Turkey. So the eastern part, there is a government there, and it's recognized by the international community, and it's also backed by Egypt and the United Arab Emirates.
And remind us how we ended up in that situation, to have two governments inside Libya.
So there was an elections held in July 2012, and General National Congress, GNC, took power. A month later, the NTC, which was the National Transitional Council, was dissolved. From here began the rift between two factions in the government. So now we have two prime ministers and we have two governments.
And a lot of jihadists, both from ISIS and from al-Qaeda inside Libya. So what happens now if Egypt is able to get a UN mandate to allow an international military operation inside Libya? Does that look like boots on the ground to you?
Well, it's difficult also to predict, because Egypt know that it's difficult to get rid of ISIS in Libya with airstrikes only. So they need boots on the ground. But to have boots on the ground, it will be extremely complicated for the Egyptian armed forces, especially that the Egyptian armed forces now is very stretched because they are fighting in Sinai, also ISIS-affiliated militias. So now Egyptians need a mandate from the UN, because they need to form a coalition. Without a mandate and without forming a coalition, it's very unlikely that the Egyptians will have their ground forces intervening in Libya. The only one point that probably worth to be mentioning regarding Libya, that now Libya is looking more like the civil war in Lebanon, which means that Libya is moving from the stage which is called the internal civil war, a civil war between militias inside Libya, to the stage that we can call regional civil war, which means that every militia in Libya is backed by a regional power in the region. And this means that they are not fighting only for getting control inside Libya, but they are also fighting war by via proxies, like proxy wars. So Egypt and the United Arab Emirates are fighting Turkey and Qatar inside Libya. So this one phase of the civil war in Libya.
the situation in Libya evolving into the next phase here. Ahmed Zaki with the BBC's Global News. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. You're welcome.